From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. New Zealand officials confirmed two people were killed when an earthquake hit 90 kilometers from the city of Christchurch. The 7.8 magnitude quake caused damage to buildings more than 200 kilometers away in the capital, Wellington. Reports say thousands of residents in coastal New Zealand fled their homes for higher ground after tsunami warnings went out. The quake was followed by a series of strong aftershocks. The United States has agreed to take in refugees being held by Australia in Papua New Guinea and Nauru. Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull said Sunday the accord is a one-time agreement and will not be repeated. He said the priority is the resettlement of women and children and families. Asylum seekers who try to reach Australia by boat are sent to detention centers on the two islands and are permanently banned from resettling in Australia. The Iraqi military says it has captured the city of Nimrud from Islamic State militants. Iraq's Joint Operations Command says the 9th Division of the Iraqi Army has taken the city and has raised the Iraqi flag over its buildings. Nimrud is near an ancient Assyrian capital that the Iraqi government said last year was destroyed by militants. Colombia's government and its largest rebel group announced a new modified peace accord Sunday. The government and the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia, or FARC, a Marxist guerrilla group, said in a joint statement they had incorporated proposals from various groups in the new agreement. An earlier agreement was rejected by voters in a referendum. This is VOA News. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump says he will deport 2 million to 3 million undocumented immigrants who have criminal records when he assumes power. He told the CBS Network's 60 Minutes program that he will keep his campaign pledge to build a wall along the U.S.-Mexican border to thwart the stream of illegal migration into the country. Overall, about 11 million undocumented immigrants live in the U.S., but Trump said after the border is secure and the initial group of law-breaking immigrants is deported, his government would decide what to do with the remaining millions of undocumented migrants living in the United States. While Trump worked on taking office, Democrat Hillary Clinton, the former U.S. Secretary of State who was trying to become the country's first female president, Saturday blamed her loss on the renewed investigation in the late stages of her campaign of her email practices. Protesters gathered outside Trump International Hotel in Washington late Saturday on a fourth night of demonstrations around the country since Trump won Tuesday's election. Demonstrators held a candlelight vigil in front of the White House Saturday evening before marching down Pennsylvania Avenue to the hotel where they blocked traffic. Protesters also took to the streets and parks across other parts of the United States. The British and French foreign ministers will not participate in special talks with their European Union counterparts Sunday to discuss how to deal with U.S. President-elect Donald Trump. EU Foreign Policy Chief Federica Mogherini called the emergency meeting in Brussels after Trump's unexpected victory Tuesday. A British Foreign Office spokesman said Boris Johnson would not go to the meeting Sunday, but would attend a regular Foreign Affairs Council meeting on Monday. South Korean prosecutors are likely to question President Park Geun-hye this week concerning a corruption scandal, that has crippled her administration and sparked massive rallies calling for her resignation. Ms. Park, whose approval rating has fallen to just 5%, would be the first sitting South Korean president questioned by prosecutors in a criminal case. Moldovans voted Sunday in a runoff election for president that could see Russia-leaning candidate Igor Dodon upset his pro-Europe rival, Maia Sandu. The election chief told reporters that by midday, about 34% of voters had cast ballots and no incidents or serious violations had been reported. This is the first election in which Moldova is choosing a leader by national votes rather than having parliament select the next president.
In Washington, that's the latest world news from VOA.